Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Wednesday, December 29th, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. As tsunami relief is flooding into East Asia, Christians are beginning to feel the incredible impact of the devastation. Back to the Bible has an office in Sri Lanka. James Kenaganayagam, their country director there, says his staff escaped the wall of water, but many churches didn't.
Most churches in the provinces are in coastal areas. This tidal wave occurred on a Sunday morning while many were in church. Many have been killed within the church premises itself, mainly children and old people and women.
Next, food and supplies are pouring into South Asia and East Africa in what the United Nations says will be the largest relief effort the world has ever seen. 11 countries were affected by the tsunami. Food for the Hungry's Beth Allen says with millions displaced and the rising death toll in the tens of thousands, actions speak louder than words.
Because we have our headquarters in Bangkok, Thailand, we already have people on the ground in Phuket, one of the worst affected areas in Thailand. We are working with churches in that area to be distributing at the very least food and water and other basic relief supplies.
And it's a major milestone for InterVarsity's Hispanic outreach. Latino students and faculty are holding their first national student conference this week called LaFeo 4. The meeting in San Diego, California encourages attendees to embrace their identity as Latino Christians and to develop evangelical witnessing communities on campus. Latino InterVarsity chapters exist at such schools as UCLA, UC Berkeley, UC Davis, and the University of Texas, El Paso. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to find out how to help organizations meeting the incredible physical and spiritual needs of the tsunami victims in Asia, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.